Hi, my name is Sharik Siddiqui. I'm the Executive Director for the Association for Research on Nonprofit Organizations and Voluntary Action, or popularly known as ARNOVA. I'm a former doctoral student from IU. I have a PhD in philanthropic studies. I'm also an attorney, and I work mostly with nonprofit organizations. I serve on the board of two organizations. One is called the Islamic Seminary Foundation, and then the Center on American Muslim Philanthropy. In essence, the Center on American Muslim Philanthropy has three parts that it wants to focus on. It wants to focus on research. How do we push ideas about Muslim philanthropy and civil society out there? Because it's an under-researched area. Second, it's practitioner-based, and finally, it's on the philanthropy side, helping donors think about how to be more effective with their fundraising or their grant giving. But the focus that brought us to the Center for Digital Scholarship was our research side. Because this is an under-researched area, we wanted to create a space on Muslim philanthropy and civil society that was readily accessible out there. And without the traditional barriers that research may find in an institutional academy. You have bricks and mortars institutions, you have publishing agencies like publishing houses like Sage and others that for legitimate reasons have a cost associated with them. And which is great if you're an established discipline and there's already a lot of great work being done in that area. But an area like ours, which is under-researched, and people are asking the questions of what Islam is, what Muslims are, and how they engaged in things like civil society and philanthropy. For example, the Arab Spring took us all by surprise, and now we have this incredible amount of interest in what caused all of that, both on the philanthropy side, but also on the civic actor side. And so when we were thinking about a partner to help us sort of pioneer or sort of blaze the trail in this area, the Center for Digital Scholarship was a really good partner in a number of ways. One, they're open to this kind of a project. They want to blaze the digital trail for all of that, and so there was harmony in ideas and visions there. The second thing is they're committed to open access, and so are we, because we believe that it's not enough to do the research, get it printed, and have it stuck in a library. We want this information available regardless of whether you have library access. Across the Muslim world, there are many institutions that don't have really amazing libraries, but there are some really good scholars out there. And how do we get this scholarship out to them? There may be younger scholars that may not have the journal that we the journal that we are putting together may not be within their budgetary interests, right? In order for a library to make the kinds of choices of what they'll include in their budget in terms of journals, the Journal on Muslim Philanthropy and Civil Society may not be high up on that list. So we wanted to make this information easily available. The Center for Digital Scholarship, because it's part of IU, Indiana University, because it has such a strong relationship with the Lilly School of Philanthropy, was the right partner for us, because the center and IU gives the legitimacy that normally a published version like Sage and so on would. So that was really important. And then we started the conversation, and the thing that helped us further along was because it was so easy to work with them. I've worked with Ted Pauley, and he's really helped us through thinking about what the back end should look like and how I should do these things. And I'm not the most technically savvy, and they've been open to that. They've spent the time with us to make that happen. And so when you're trying to blaze a trail and when you're trying to pioneer something, the difference, and my focus is always about nonprofit startups and turnarounds, right? And the major factor that goes into whether a nonprofit is going to be successful or not is the barriers to entry, right? And working with the Center for Digital Scholarship reduces those barriers for entry for us.